guys, welcome back to Talk with Torch. So today I have my significant other again. We're here to just like talk about some shit that's been going on. So introduce yourself, significant other.
What's up, yo? It's Trey. Trey Valor. And thanks for having me, guys.
So yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's been going on lately on the internet. And actually, I told you that I wanted to discuss it. It was a lot of key points that we were making last night.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to talk about it. I just didn't want to talk about it last night because I wanted everything to be like fresh and authentic.
Yeah, definitely.
But I just want to get straight into it. And then we can talk about some other stuff, but I have to get straight into it. So I know that Joe Budden had a podcast for a while. I was never really a big listener. I listened maybe like a couple times, but my man is into his podcast and he supports him a lot. And lately, our drives in the car our routine consists of listening to his podcast.
Every Saturday and Wednesday.
So what I wanted to say on that was just like because he's leaving his Spotify deal. And to each his own, as far as he is a big, what's the word that I'm looking for? Because he's a big influence to Spotify. That is no shade to Spotify because my podcast is on there. However, because he's someone of a bigger platform,
yeah,
he is trying to pave the way for people like myself to have more opportunities as far as branding without having to use these corporations. And it's just so ironic and it's so funny to me because now I'm seeing that they're trying to assassinate his character. And it's leading up to him only having like a couple episodes left. So they're trying to dig up what they can dig up.
Two episodes.
I said a couple. A couple's two.
Two.
That they're trying to assassinate his character. And for me, when I think about this, I think about the PR aspect behind it. I think about what people do when it comes to something happening or a new show coming out or just something. And I just found it very, very ironic that this is all happening right now. Why do they always have to put a black man down? Why do they always have to try to like assassinate someone that's trying to pave the way? Because at the end of the day, everybody has a story. Everybody's shit stink. Everybody's relationship is not perfect. You can't tell me that there's one person that's been in a relationship that never had an intense argument with a significant other.
Of course. Yeah.
What's, like, I'm just saying.
In this whole situation, I kind of don't like how they're putting all of this info out in the forefront. First off, they can say, like, if this was me in this situation, they can say anything they want about me. But when it comes down to my family, that's one thing that I don't mess around with. So, them leaking information that's really how I feel, though. Like, even like, my family alone. Like,
okay, Sin.
If anybody was supposed to talk about my family,
it's Sin Santana, ladies and gentlemen.
Whatever. But, and on top of that, his dogs.
They're saying that he was masturbating.
His dogs is the most important thing said before his relationship with
They said that he was playing with his dogs. Side note, I've heard this, and this is not ignorance and stuff like that. I've heard stories of people actually having sex with their animals. I'm not going to say what... This is truth.
I know. I'm
not going to say what race is predominantly known for doing so. ever. Because I'm not discriminating. But what I can say is that I just think that was just so sick to throw that in the mix of everything. And it goes to show you that money is the root of all evil.
Facts. Definitely.
And, you know, people would literally do anything for everything. Big Sean just put that in a song. Yeah. And when he said that, bro, I was just like, facts. People would do anything to have everything.
Yep.
So sometimes you kind of have to, like, backtrack and be like, damn, like, if you're not someone that's, like, privy to stuff, because for me, I'm new to Instagram. I have a Twitter that I barely use, and I'm on Snapchat most of the time. I don't really do Facebook and stuff like that. But, like, before, YouTube is, like, always my go-to for me to stay in the loop of certain things, besides looking at, like, the news on my phone and stuff like that. So to see that here is a black man that has a huge platform that is trying to pave the way.
He did pave the way, actually.
He did. To pave the way for a new chapter of how things are going to maneuver for podcasters.
Yeah.
Here we go with the bullshit.
Yeah, it's sick. And, you know, first and foremost, rest in peace to his dogs, because when his two dogs died, those were, like, that was, he said on his podcast that when his dogs died, is like a part of him was gone. First, it was his dog, his dog Brooklyn that died. He was with that dog for about 20 something years. And then his dog Harlem shortly died right after, maybe like a few months after. And it tore him apart. And then he met Sin, and, you know, he had a kid with Sin and all of that. So he said what he was missing, he found it in that relationship. And when his son was born, even though he had a son already, but he said he was not in his first son's life. So this is his chance so that he can be in his second son's life and actually regain himself. So when shit like this come out, you know, it's just so fucked up. And one thing I hate, and this is why I'm kind of scared when it comes to my music career kind of like plateauing or getting like going up, is people getting into my business. Because one thing I do not want is for me to get accused, God forbid, or they say this or they say that, and then later on down the line, my kids is gonna go and see that shit. Because Lex is gonna see this shit later down the line, and it's gonna be fucking disgusting. And how about how things are right now? Like, they already started, like, both Joe and Sin already started trying to get shit, you know, good. They're co-parenting, they're happy, they're doing their shit, and then now they gotta deal with this shit. This one person who's clout chasing.
But here's the thing. When you sign yourself up for fame, or God's willing, you're placed in a position where you're gonna thrive and everybody's gonna be on you, that's what comes with it. But it's all about how you work around it, because there's a lot of people. And rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman.
Yes.
Because here's someone else. For example, the situations are completely night and day, but it's just to show you that even if you are a major person in the limelight, that it's certain things that you can hold down, because he was sick and nobody knew that. And even Joe said that on his podcast. The fact that he was just able to, like, hold it down so people won't have sympathy.
Yes.
There are people in the industry that a lot of things go on and the public doesn't know. And then there's just some people that's attention seeking, and that's just what they do. Because if you're a low-key type of individual, okay, another celebrity or another couple that I should speak on is Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're huge. They shit is not out there in the gutter.
Just that one video. That's the only thing you ever seen, and then that's it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, of course.
This shit is not out there. Okay, another thing too with me is I never ever just go off of what I see and be like, yeah, this is accurate. This is because at the end of the day, I know that I'm looking from the outside in. Mm-hmm. I don't know these people personally. I have no idea how they are besides what I see that they portray themselves to be on TV or listening to them on a podcast or whatever or through their lyrics. Yeah. But I feel like there's a time and place for everything, and I do believe that there are individuals that are used as pawns in situations like this in order to assassinate people's characters. Because, like I said, money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, definitely.
So when it comes into play, this lady, Rocky, her name is Rocky Thunder, for you guys that don't know. She was like a DJ and, you know, she was like on a couple radio shows and stuff like that. And, you know, like in the early 2000s and late 90s and stuff like that, she was really popular. And I believe in 2009 or 2010, whenever Love & Hip Hop aired, she was one of the first cast members of Love & Hip Hop. But I just can't remember if it was the first or second season.
Second.
In that season, you know, Joe and Tahiri, we're going to touch base on that too.
Yes.
Joe and Tahiri was trying to like rekindle or just trying to find that connection and stuff like that. And Joe's been very open about him being on Molly and stuff like that. However, Rocky came into the situation, and this was me because I was a big viewer at that time. Like, Love & Hip Hop was my shit. Like, and she said something, and I just can't remember exactly what it was, but it was based on the fact of her insinuating something like her and Joe might have had something going on. And it triggered Tahiri because she knew that she was a firecracker. And Tahiri almost popped that bottle, but Joe ended up really putting Rocky in her place because of that. And when it comes down to situations like that, like I was telling you last night, babe, I didn't even know that they were still friends after that whole situation. Because when I say he went in on her, he violated her on TV. He had her looking stupid. Like, he put her in her place. He was like, lucky I didn't get Tahiri to beat you up. And
and it's crazy because when you told me about that, I actually went and did some research myself. And you saying the DJ and radio shows and this and that, I remembered, and I'm looking up at when I remembered that Joe used to do radio on either, I think, Hot 97 or 105.1. I think it's Hot 97. Joe actually had a radio show, and guess who helped Rock come up? So I would, like, if somebody helped me, like it's kind of like you shit where you sleep type shit. Like I helped you come up. Why would you do that shit to me?
But here's the thing. There's a lot of people like that. It's a questionable thing because we tend to... Okay, let me rephrase this in the best way that I possibly can. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, guys. So if you hear me coughing and stuff like that, it's not COVID. I'm just going through some issues over here, but I'm all good. What I wanted to say is that for genuine individuals, loyalty is something that is very hard to find nowadays.
Yeah.
And if you're cut from that cloth, you can't identify with the fuck shit that goes on. Like, so I'm gonna use me for example. There's a lot of people that I've helped. There's a lot of people that I've supported. And when the shoe was on the other foot, it was just like, oh, nah.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally count on my fingers how much people I could be like at the end of the day. And these are people like, I wouldn't even ask them for anything, but I know that if I did, they would do it for me. And that's because they're cut from the same cloth. A lot of people is just like, listen, I've had people that I've known for years, and they was doing shit, and they wanted to put me on the shit and stuff like that just so they could take advantage of the situation. Yeah. I wasn't gaining. They were going to completely take advantage. But these are things you got to think about. And nowadays, a lot of people, they see that, you know, you might be doing good and stuff like that. Everybody has a story.
Yeah.
And no matter what, sometimes you could be going through, you might be going through the worst of the worst, or you might be in a very dark place, but you put that facade on because maybe it's something to help you get better and stuff like that. But people only see the outside layer. They're not ready for the deep shit that goes on. The complications of something. It takes someone strong. It takes someone patient. It takes someone to understand that, you know what? I was in a place like that too. And for them to identify when a person's hurting. And a lot of y'all motherfuckers don't understand that. And when I say that, I'm not coming at my audience or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, people are cut from different cloths. Growing up, being around the people that I've been around a lot of people who's now incarcerated, and I'm talking about they're loyal to fault. And it's little things like that that kind of kept me grounded, because if you are not loyal for anything or you can't stand on anything, then you know the rest. And that's just that. And like I said, like, my man and I, you know, when we're in the car and stuff like that, it's been like a little routine. We listen to the podcast and, you know, I got times where I'm listening with a straight face and then I just start cracking up. And it's a lot of key points that, you know, Joe speaks about. And just to see that, it just really like upset me. And it's just to show you how dirty and grimy that the industry is. Now I'm jacking grimy again because you started saying that shit. We be like jacking each other lingo that we say. He's been saying grimy lately when shit is just grimy, but that is grimy.
It is. And when you were saying take advantage, like people try to take advantage of you and shit like that, that's what Rock did to fucking Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Try to manage her, try to make bread off of her. And yo, you a singer, let's do this, let's do that, shoot videos, all of that shit.
And also, because I sent you those posts. It's a plastic bag, guys. I sent you those posts that she posted up on Instagram. Did you read it?
I didn't read the post on Instagram.
What Rocky wrote?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I sent it to you last night after I sent you the videos.
It was a whole bunch of text messages. I was going to read it. And then.
But it was the captions, too. Mm. This is another thing, too. And this is why I really don't fuck with females. No funny shit. Like, I can't deal with the petty shit. She was basically saying that she was in a position where she invested her time and her money. If you're loyal and you're down for someone and someone is your sis,
yeah,
or you're really looking out for a young mother, why the fuck would you put in the scenario the fact that you invested your time, that's the fact that you invested the money, your shoes and your purses? That's a low blow.
For real.
Because if at the end of the day, if I have someone and I'm looking at someone like my sis, and it's just like, here, sis, or here you go, sis, shit like that is irrelevant. And if you keep all these secrets and you're so low-key, why are you throwing jabs like that? And I also told you, too, on top of that, I understood when Sin did her live and she spoke on what she spoke on and she said that, you know, she was mentally, physically, emotionally equipped. And you was like, ooh, I like that. I liked it too. But at the end of the day, if you're emotionally and physically and mentally equipped, you don't entertain that.
But wait, that's where I disagree.
You don't address it.
Well,
you let your actions speak for itself. No.
Well, you have don't. To. You, baby, you have to when it comes down to a story like this. These are people that's in the limelight. Joe is going to have to deal with this. This is going to keep, this is stopping Joe's bag, which in turn kind of,
it's not going to stop his bag because he, it's not going to stop his bag because I'm going to say this. I don't know what Joe Button did. I don't know if he's ever been abusive. I don't know. Like I said, from the outside looking in, to me, he always seemed on camera through his podcast that he's a very straightforward type of person. he has narcissistic ways, and I understand that because I have narcissistic ways as well. And sometimes we give off like this harsh energy, but it's out of passion. However, what I will say is if Sin was trying to make a statement, you don't come on the camera like, yeah, yo. Like, you're doing the most. And you're trying to be like you're regular with it, but because you not who you pressing, the camera? Why are you getting tough for the camera? You're not like that. Relax. Can I say this?
It's passion, though.
I understand that, but if you're emotionally and physically and spiritually equipped, so to speak, right? And I am not a mother yet. So, but I know that I have that lioness in me when it comes down to my nieces. And even in a weird way, even when it comes down to my mother, like, I don't even like guys talking to my mother. It's like this protective thing that comes up. And especially when it comes to my man, I don't play. But what I'm trying to say is, it's not what she did, because I get the message behind that. It's how she did it to me a little bit. Like, at first, I was just like, yeah. But then after, it was just like, you wasn't really saying nothing, though. You wasn't saying anything. You was just like, yeah, you don't play about your family, you and yours. Like, you wasn't delivering the message. That all that passion, you couldn't elaborate. She didn't articulate that in any way.
And that's why Joe
went and that and was said, the problem.
And that's why Joe went and said, hey, you're missing some things, so I will help you with that. Joe is the one that she said that she wasn't gonna say shit. That's what Joe said on his live. He said that she was just gonna call the lawyers and have the lawyers deal with that. But Joe was like, fuck the lawyers. The lawyers, we don't need the lawyers. We got to get in front of this because this is something that can fuck up our whole family dynamic or co-parenting thing that we're doing, because this is our little baggage that we went through. This is something that we kind of tied up and threw in the garbage. Because when it was talking about that paperwork that said, oh, he did this, he did that, they said that they shredded those paperworks, and those paperworks were supposed to go in the trash. The only people that had that paperwork is Sin, who confided in Rocky, and the lawyers.
Okay, so because, you like it? Yeah. So because when you're finished, I guess you can pour some. I still have a little. But also, I kind of did my research, but went light research. And I didn't send this to you. I don't know if I did. But I think this was today, earlier.
Yeah.
Rocky posted the documents. And she posted, a couple photos of them, but she blocked out their faces with emojis. And in the room where the documentation was placed, there's a light similarity to the green screen room of Love and Hip Hop. So she posted them, and she posted like an area of that green screen, and then she posted where those papers were, and she kind of like arrowed the backdrop and the actual green screen. Now, again, we don't know these people. We don't know the actual story. What I will say, and I told you this earlier, I know Love and Hip Hop is the first. Love and Hip Hop New York is the first one to always set it off before the year ends. So it's always Love and Hip Hop New York, then it's Atlanta, then it's
Miami or Hollywood.
No, then it's Hollywood and Miami. They intertwine. I don't really follow that much like how I used to, but that's the cycle of how it goes. If this is for a storyline, though, I'm going to be very disgusted.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
I'm going to be very disgusted, but what I can say is because I look at certain things on the internet and I look at different blogs and different gossip sites, and even the individuals that's casted on these shows, I look at their Instagrams and stuff, and I always find myself falling into scandals right before these shows is about to air. It's a thing. These people are making money. Me coming on my platform to talk about it is not making me no money. These people ain't giving me shit out of their pocket. But it was just something that upsetted me, and it kind of had me kind of like misconstrued a little bit when it came down to everything that was going on. Because I know that Joe has a lot of stuff in the works, and I'm a podcaster, and I'm an up-and-coming one. I'm at the very bottom of the totem pole for now. So I look at him like a guru of podcasters. He's it. So when I think about how people are trying to assassinate his character, because there's people, when you think that someone is powerful, there's always someone more powerful than you are. And where's my phone, babe? There's always someone more powerful than you are. And there are people, like I said, that put people in positions to be pawns and to set things up because money is the root of all evil.
I mean, if it is, just as she said, it is disgusting. And, you know, Joe repeated this and said that he would never go on the show. The last time he went on the show is because Sin wanted to go on the show and he wanted to put some money in Sin's pocket. So that's why he did the show. But he said that that show, they don't even pay him as much as he would like because he's not worth the price that they're giving. And I'm looking at this this cast, this whole, I was checking to see if he was going to be in the cast, the cast members for Loving Hip Hop. There's a lot of people that got cut. And it says that they've asked Joe Budden and Sin to be on the show again, but they have declined. So hopefully that still stands. But they're saying people like Dave East is going to be on there and Mano, which I would not like to see.
Mano's been on the show already.
Yeah, but they're asking him to be an actual, like, cast member, like, so it can revolve around them too. But enough of Love and Hip Hop. Back to Joe and Sin. Hopefully that this is not some fake, made-up shit. Because if it is, you know, I would lose some respect for Joe. Because Joe is somebody that I really look highly of because of the game and the advice and all of the things that he put out. Because to me, every time I listen to him and everything that he would say is to basically uplift the creatives, uplift people that are, you know, putting out their craft and their art out there to the world. And one thing he always says is, you know your worth. Do not let these corporations, these labels, these Fortune 500 companies tell you what your worth is. If you think you're worth more than $1 million that they give you, decline. And a lot of times, some people just go for that $1 million or $2, $3, $4 million because that's more money than they've ever seen in their life. And they think that they will never get a chance to get that again. But one thing that he said is that if they see that you're worth, if they see that you're worth this X amount of money that they value you to be, just know that you're worth way more. Because if they're willing to give you $2 million, just know that they're probably making more than, probably two times more than that, three, four, five, six times more than that. Just as Joe Budden said for his podcast, they offered him a seven digits for that podcast. And they made well over nine digits. Spotify made more than 100 million. And he said it's not a low nine digits. So that goes to show that you gotta just like know the worth of your craft and kind of not really like believe in these companies that tell you this and tell you that and try to value you very low, because a lot of the times you're missing out on your own blessing, even though you see the little money that they're giving up, or even though you see the little money that they're giving you, it's a little blessing, but it's not. You're shorting yourself, is what I should say. You're shorting yourself of the actual blessing that you have to receive, or that you're going to receive. So, yeah.
So, I just made a screenshot. So, with that being said, though, I really don't know. You want to pour us up? I really don't know, as far as what is there to come, but I do want to touch base on this, and this is just minor research, or, you know, just looking at it, because I didn't look at the full video, but what do you think about this whole thing with him and Tahiri, though? Let's talk about that. How do you feel about that?
Tahiri, I already, just going off of almost everything that I've seen Tahiri been doing for a couple of years now, all the clout chasing and all of that shit, it's to the point where I can't believe anything that Tahiri put out there. Because
what did she do that was clout chasing that you've seen within the years, you said?
Within the years, yes. Mm-hmm. From
what year?
From even from the Love and Hip Hop episode.
What Love and Hip Hop? The first season?
The first few seasons that they were on, she was on there. Uh-huh. Knowing the backstory, how they weren't even dating.
Okay.
And they kind of just faked the whole dating thing. And then, you know, after all of that happened, you know, she tried to run with the whole I said no to his proposal. She ran with that. After that, she went on this whole run with J.R. Smith, and then saying J.R. Smith did this to her, that, and then I think it was somebody else after J.R. Smith, and then back to Joe Budden. It was a whole lot. It's a whole lot of clout chasing that this girl has been doing. This woman has been doing a whole lot of clout chasing, and, you know, a lot of times I would try to have sympathy and kind of like, I like to try to understand where people's coming from. So I'm trying to understand, like, see, okay, but it seems as if, like, even when you watch her on TV, like, watch what she does and people is talking to her, and she, as soon as the camera come in, she just goes beyond. She does the extra, you know, come on. When somebody would be talking to her on let's say Love and Hip Hop, or not even Love and Hip Hop, let's just say at a club, they did a whole appearance thing, and she started wilding as soon as the camera came through. A lot of people say that about her. It's kind of like when
You heard that from Joe Budden's podcast.
No, it's not.
We listened to it together.
Together, but even before that, baby girl, even before that, it's just stuff that I acknowledge and shit that I see. On Love and Hip Hop, I told you that.
And like, then on Love and Hip Hop, you're talking about when the cameras is on. When we watch it, the cameras is on. That's what we're seeing. So what are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
Babe, when I say
that's all I want to know. When do you see them turn the cameras off when the show is on?
I'm not talking about Love and Hip Hop. I'm talking about other Love and Hip Hop. She goes in for no reason. And on, like, when you see, like, these little live videos or background videos, she's not like that. When she's doing, when people, like, when she's in the same room as some people in live videos and stuff like that, she's not like that. Even when you watch, like, Joe Budden's old YouTube videos, when there was a couple and she wasn't really privy to the whole, like, what you call it? The whole, what is it called? The shit that the whole shit that they're doing, Love Hip Hop. What is that? That type of, what is that type of show called
again? Reality?
Reality TV. Yes, that escaped my mind for a second. Before she was privy to the whole reality TV and Joe kind of like doing this shit from before reality TV was a thing, you know, she wasn't really like that. So it goes to show, like, you know, once all of this fame shit started coming up, it just got to her head type shit. And it seems as if all recently she's been looking for something.
What I will say is I didn't end up watching the end of Marriage Bootcamp. That is a show that I am well aware of. I've watched numerous seasons of it. But for some reason, after the whole scandal with her and Votto, it kind of threw me off. And I did watch, like, an episode. I think it was, like, 2 episodes after that. My thing is, or episode after that, I can't remember. But I did definitely watch what happened after. What I will say on that is, when she was on Hollywood Unlocked, talking to Jason Lee. And I'm a viewer of that. I've seen numerous episodes of that that show. And I know that Jason Lee is very messy. I go to it because, you know, as listeners, as viewers, I'm going to speak for myself because I don't want nobody, like, you know, trying to, like, come at me. I like the dysfunctional shit. I like to hear the messy shit. Like, I like to hear stuff to be like, really? That's what's going on? And do my own research. But when it came down to her interview, I stopped midway. Because Jason Lee was, like, friending her up a little bit. But he was reversing the questions in different ways. And she was just answering. And it was just like she was getting caught up. And she would have to, like, redirect herself. Again, I don't know these fucking people. These people are not paying me. Mm-hmm. It's just my thoughts on it. On the show, she came off very aggressive, especially when they showed her drinking.
Yeah.
She came off very aggressive, and the way she threw them fucking apples at him. And he wasn't even wilding. But it's because I think the reason why he actually spazzed out on her a little bit, and I say a little bit because it's just like, it's not right for a guy to put his hands on a woman or vice versa. And I've been in situations like that. And I've been in situations where I have put my hands on men as well. And it's not right either way. But he was so calm with her. And when they came around the group and she was talking as though, like, yeah, like what the doctor was saying, she understands and she's coming from this place. Me being a person that I am, that shit would trigger me too.
He had all that because, shit bottled inside.
Because it triggered me watching her act like, oh, like, because there's people that, because someone says something to them, they go off of what they say and then they drag it on as if they know what they're saying when they don't know what the fuck they're saying. And that's exactly what she did. And he looked at her like, but you just fucking threw apples at me. But you're sitting here talking about you understand? How? It doesn't work like that. And I just think the whole thing is just, like, tasteless, honestly. It's really, really tasteless. And social media, clout chasing, like, when this whole thing, clout has been around forever. It's been in the dictionary. But because I am from a Caribbean home, clout means busting somebody upside their head. That's the clout. You've heard that before, right? Like, I'll give you a clout. You want a clout?
Yeah.
It was like one of those. And I'm going to say maybe about 3 years ago, clout became a major thing as far as with everybody saying clout. I don't know how it resurfaced or whatever. But for those of you who know, West Indian people, when they want to bust you upside your head, that's a clout.
These people deserve clout.
Definitely. I just, definitely they do. I just think that we are in a time where it's so much crazy shit happening that instead of us attacking one another, we should embrace each other. And I'm going to take my own advice, because let me tell you something. I stay thinking my man come at me, and I be on defense mode. Like, even yesterday, I stepped on my mask, and it was this girl. She was with her girlfriend. And I had to think about it later on, and I should have never said anything. I should have just let it be. She didn't do anything wrong.
She moved the shit, but...
She moved it because they're looking at glasses, right? But looking at the shades to fix my mask.
Yeah.
When he had a whole mirror.
And but she was kind of rude with it, too. She didn't say, sorry. Oh, this and that, my fault. She came...
She was kind of rude. She was kind of rude. And maybe that's why I said something. But when I think about it, it was just like, how they going to see the other things of the glasses?
And that's why the guy was like, hey, hey.
He just gave me the mirror because he seen where it was going. He seen where it was going. Because like, I said to her, I was like, how you even think that's okay? I'm like, you just turned the thing while I'm putting it on. And the guy was just like, Oh, y'all can't see, but he handed me the mirror.
Because he knew that he was going to throw all them glasses, the mess, his little booth.
I was going to get ignorant, but...
His whole little booth would have been gone.
But I thought about it, and I was just like, you know, in a way, it's kind of true, because how can they see the different models of the glasses if I'm trying to put my mask through one of the frames, one of the lenses of the shades? Mm-hmm. So it's ignorant on both ends. But, what I will say again, just to go back and double back a little bit, and I have a big announcement that I have to make at the end of this podcast. So, what I will say is, in a time where we should be embracing each other, mm-hmm. people are tearing each other down. And I just don't understand.
So lit.
So. So. We should be able to work together, learn. The thing about it is, and this is another thing too, and I want your honest opinion on this, and I know you're going to give me an honest opinion, but I want to touch base on this. For the past couple of days, I've been kind of not researching, but just when I feel like I'm in times when it comes down to my mental health, I suffer with very, very bad anxiety. And because of the traumas that I've experienced, I've learned from it, I've grown from it, but I haven't forgot it, and no one will ever be able to forget about it. But I haven't been able to learn how to maneuver without making those thoughts suppress my happy feelings. So I've been like, just like reading up on like law of attraction, and I'm big on manifestation. Like, even in my room, I have stuff that I say repeatedly, and these are things that I keep to myself. But I write it down as little reminders and stuff like that. And I think the problem is, especially in my generation and the younger generations, and, you know, is we need to start going under the deeper layers of why these traumas started, how did we feel, and we need to start communicating that with the people that's around us. And I think a problem is that we're so afraid to be vulnerable because, and again, like I said, I always say this, if you guys listen to the first couple episodes of my podcast that I've ever done, I'm only giving you guys from my honest opinion, my raw thoughts. I think it's hard to be vulnerable because when you are with someone, whether it's a platonic relationship, an intimate relationship, you don't know if that person might have that in the tuck. And then when you guys probably be on the outs or get on a bad term, they got that shit in the chamber. They ready to let that clip go. And it's just like one of those things that is just like, damn, you gonna throw that in my fucking face?
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just one of those things. And I've experienced that. I've been... I've experienced that where I've shared things with people and they threw that shit in my face and I'm just like, damn. And I'm so guarded. And I think now is a time that it's very important to have those difficult, uncomfortable conversations with the people who you think are important in your life and the people that find you valuable and the people that you find value in as well. Not the fake people. And don't get me wrong, there's mad wolves in sheep clothing. But our intuitions never fail us. And that's one thing. I'm big on that. I'm big on that. And again, I had even said that in one of my videos on my IG story, you know, when it comes to me feeling other people, I am very empathic. I can't help it. Like, I can see an elderly person on the street that's in need of something, or even when my man and I went to Chili's and it was a blind guy, and he's been blind for years. He knows how to maneuver. And it got so bad to the point where he was just like, I got it.
Seemed like he was about
he kind of like put me in my place a little bit because I felt so protective of him in that moment that I was just telling him, I was like directing him because I felt like
you had to,
I had to do it. Like I felt like that. Like I've taken care of people for a very long time. And even before, you know, I chose that as a profession, or I did that as a profession, I did that when I was younger because it was just something that I always see my grandmother do. So I got that from her, and it's a natural passion when I see someone in need to help them. And sometimes you always get that backlash because they might not need that fucking help from you. Excuse me. I just think that, again, it's just a time for us to uplift, have those difficult conversations, and just things that we never got to say to certain individuals in our past. If we ever come across them or we ever come in cahoots with them again, I feel like it's important, especially if the person did good. Because I'll tell you this one little story. I'm not going to say anyone's name. I was working in Fort Greene, and I came across, I would call him a friend. He's a friend. He's an old homie, but he was someone that I dated as a kid, as a preteen, I should say. And he really liked me, and I really liked him too. And I just felt like at the time I was so into bad boys, I felt like he was too good for me. And this guy went out of his way and bought me a cell phone. He bought me clothes. He was just a really good boyfriend. And I'm talking about I was young, really, really young. This is before I was even 16 years old. And I seen him. I seen him one day. I was getting off of work. It was early in the morning. And I seen him. Well, he seen me. I was waiting for my cab. He seen me and he pulled over. And he was just like, I was driving past and I seen you. And we was just like, you know, chopping it up and stuff like that and catching up with life and stuff like that. And I had to tell him because I felt like I never had a chance to tell him all those years ago. And I was just like, you know, thank you for everything that you did for me. Everything that I didn't appreciate at that time. I thank you for that. And I could see that he felt good about that. And it's little things like that that's important to me. And I'm not asking for the shit in return, but I even felt like a weight was kind of lifted off of me because here again, this is someone that didn't do anything to me. We were really young because he's like maybe like a couple years older than me. We were really, really young. But when I think about it now as an adult, the gesture was so genuine. Sometimes I come off as a bitch and I can be very harsh, But when it comes down to pure emotions, that's something I cannot hide. And at that moment during our conversation and stuff like that, and of course, you know, he's in a healthy relationship and I'm in a healthy relationship. I love my man. But at that time, I just felt like I had to express that to him. For him to know, like, yeah, we chopping it up and shit is cool, but I just wanted you to know that I would never forget that. Because, number one, it was dope. Because he was trying to show me a lifestyle at that time. And the thing about it is, I'm not going to, like, keep, you know, going on. It's just thoughts. He was trying to give me a lifestyle at that time because it was something new for him as well. And he just wanted to show me something better. And I was so young and so naive that I didn't understand that. And I just preferred trash. So again, you have to think about this. And if you ever come in cahoots with people from your past that never did anything wrong, and you know that it was something on your end that you did wrong, put your pride to the side. It'd be hard for me in certain situations to put my pride to the side. But sometimes I gotta bite the bullet, even though it's like a cringing feeling. But in that situation I was talking about, I didn't feel cringe or anything like that. It was just pure emotion. And I just had to let him know. And yeah. That's all. But I love my man. I love my man and I am happy. I am very happy and I am blessed that I am able to have someone in my life that is able to deal with my craziness. Because I'm crazy. You wouldn't even know what, you don't know who you're getting on which day. You don't know. Some days I'm extremely quiet, but I'm very, very calm. Some days I'm very talkative, and some days I'm just very, like, argumentative. Like, I just want to argue.
And then Saturday she's Vivica Fox.
What's that mean?
I'm fucking around.
What does that even mean? Set it off? Don't compare me to Vivica. She looks horrible now, by the way.
Don't ever do that. I'm fucking around.
I don't even wear makeup.
Don't even do that. Yeah, my baby don't wear makeup, and she fine as hell. Listen.
I do wear lashes. I'm going to revamp that. Stay tuned to that. But, any last...
You did say there's something that you wanted to tell them.
Yeah. I wanted to know if you had anything else to say.
Nah.
Oh! Before we end the podcast, Candace fucking Owens and Cardi B.
I'm not even going to get it today. If you want to, you can get it today.
I have to.
Go ahead, baby.
So, if you guys don't know, Candace Owens, she's like an author, and she's also been, what do they call those people that speak on people? Not an activist. It's a word for her. Anyway, she's a... I'm not bashing anyone.
It's a word for her.
Is it a comment? Commentary? She does commentary on, you know, politics. And Candace Owens is married to a Caucasian man. And honestly, the ignorance between both of them as far as the back and forth, I just couldn't deal. Mm-hmm. However, I will say this, though. Candace Owens is a Republican. A lot of people bash her because she is African-American and she is married to a white guy. Cardi B basically said something in the sense of her saying that that white dick got her fucked up. She been taking white dick. So she's like stepping out. And that is reverse racism.
Yeah, it is.
And Candace Owens spoke on that. And she didn't speak on it in an ignorant way, but she was just like, damn. She used this as an example. And this is why I'm only speaking on it, because it mind fucked me. And it really made me think, like, damn, this is facts. She spoke about Serena Williams' husband. He's a techie, like Silicon Valley techie. Yeah. She spoke on him and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah,
the guy from Facebook and stuff. And she said, basically, what if Mike Zuckerberg, I don't know if it's, if I'm saying Mark, his name right. Mike Milliford. I don't give a damn. It's Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Mark Zuckerberg and Serena Williams' husband was going on a debate. This is the situation that really mind fucked me for me to really be like, damn, she really has a strong point in this. And this is all I'm going to say. Let me tell you something. I'm going to keep it a stack with y'all. I am not voting for no fucking body this election. I didn't vote for nobody last election, and I'm not voting for nobody this election. When it comes down to politics with me, I'm speaking on this because I like the point that Candace Owens made, and that's that. Politics, for me, I don't really dabble into that, and I feel like all politicians are grimy. And I just feel like when it came down to Hillary and Trump, I didn't want to do that because when I learned the backstory, she did a eulogy at one of these big KKK people funeral. Hillary.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. But again, I was raised by my grandmother, who was an immigrant from the islands, came here, didn't really know anything about politics, and in a West Indian home, Democrat is always better than Republican. Democrats are always for the people.
People, yeah.
But politicians are all the same.
Yeah.
And now, and at the end of the day, when I realized that our votes really don't matter, it's on the Electoral College, I just was like, okay, I voted for Obama. That was the first time I voted. I voted for him second term, and that's it. I ain't gonna lie, I voted for de Blasio. Big mistake.
I never voted.
I voted for de Blasio. So, but
yeah, go ahead, baby.
But back to what I was saying about Candace Owens. She made a really, really good point when she was just like, if Mark Zuckerberg and Serena Williams' husband, let me see if I can find his name. Give me a second, guys.
Well, while she's looking for that, what I'm gonna say is, if you like what you like, you like what you like. That's it. If you like white people, you like white people. If you like black people, you like black people. If you like white dick.
His name is Alexis Ohanian. Ohanian? Whatever. However, I'm going to still say Serena husband. So I did all of that because Candace Owens basically said if Mark Zuckerberg and Serena's husband was to be in a feud and use their social media platforms to go back and forth on a debate on something political. And then in the same sense, Mark Zuckerberg was to say to Serena's husband, well, you know what? You disappointed and you just basically shitted on your race because you're married to a black woman.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
She said he will be finished.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. And she said that a lot of Caucasian people listen to Cardi B. A lot of Caucasian girls, she's seen doing WAP videos and stuff like that. And she just doesn't understand why she's not getting targeted for saying that. And I love me some Cardi B. Let me tell you something. I've been listening to Cardi B for a very long time. I'm talking about from her mixtapes, okay? I'm talking about from her videos when she was just talking about niggas like bitches that look good and pop off and suck dick and all this crazy weird shit. Fucked up teeth, Cardi B. Okay? And I was listening. At that time, I was, like, looking at videos because an ex would make me look at videos of her and Lovely Mimi when she used to do them Vietnamese shits.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really understood what Candace Owens was saying in that point.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's disgracing her race. She has a choice, and that's her choice, to each his own. But she also schooled a bitch, because I had to write this down. She even said that, you know, Cardi B doesn't really know anything about history, because if she's downplaying the fact that she's married to a white man, she said that we needed to look into Richard and Mildred Loving versus Virginia. or Virginia versus Richard and Mildred Loving. Mildred was a black woman that fell in love. Well, let me say this to say this. To be quite frank, I don't know which one of them was black. But they were a biracial couple, interracial, I should say, interracial couple that got arrested and served a year in prison.
Yeah, I remember that.
To be together.
Yep.
So it's things like this, like when it comes down to, it doesn't matter if you're black and you're a Republican. It doesn't matter if you're white and you're a Democrat. To each his own. But I just had to kind of touch base on that because sis was talking facts.
You want to know what's fucked up? Because Miss Owens is so proper. And whenever someone sees or listens or checks out Cardi, it's always on some ignorant shit. They don't really like kind of like if she says something ignorant, that's because she's been doing it. So let's say Candace goes and says something ignorant. Oh, you know, it's kind of like let's say you have this kid that there's two kids. They're both 13 years old. Right? Mm-hmm. One is a A-plus student, mm-hmm. and the other one is a class clown, right? Mm-hmm. The one that's the class clown gets in trouble all the time. It's to the point where it's just like, he does this. This is how he is. So just let him be.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's looking to get in trouble. But the one time that the A-plus student does something fucked up, it's like, oh, this, oh, that. You know, he gets bashed for it.
But the fucked up thing about it is Candace didn't even get ignorant. And I'm not defending her. Because like I said, I'm Team Cardi B all the way. I'm sorry. Let me say this. No, let me not. I'm Team Black Women all the way. Because another thing, too, is for me, I'm very articulate when I want to be. So there is times where I can be very ignorant and there's times where I can articulate and elaborate on things. And people mm-hmm. is just like, okay, oh, you talking white. What the fuck does that mean? You mean I can articulate?
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Sometimes the ignorance just becomes so overwhelming that you just have to. But here's the thing. Here's two black women. Because Cardi B is half Trini, and I'm Trini, and Candace Owens is from Connecticut. She's African American. These are two black women, two beautiful black women at that. And the elections is coming up. So guess what? Not only do you have a book and you doing your commentary, and not only are you a celebrity and you just, you know, busted open with WAP. You have more PR going for you because you guys are debating and she has like 1.1 million and Cardi B has 75 million. And she's gained so many new followers because of that.
Cardi's been into politics though.
She's been into politics to an extent.
And to an extent, not as...
You can't sit Cardi B on fucking CNN comment on anything.
You
can't. And that's just a fact. And I'm not coming at this. I'm just saying I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm pretty sure that they will do it just cause. But I mean, like, I'm talking about if you really throw.
Can you come again? I didn't understand that.
She'll be like, what?
Huh? Nigga.
Alright, now you just drag that shit through the mud. That last one. But again, what I'm saying is these people, the marketing aspect of it all, these people know what they're doing. And before I make my big announcement, I have to say, when I was in the car waiting for you when you went into the spot, I was looking at the freshman's class cipher, and it was Cali Boy, some other guy. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. Mulatto. Did I say Fabio? And Fabi. Let me tell you who bodied that shit. Mulatto in the bag. In the bag. Fabio, I've known him. And if anybody, you know, from the area, you know that he is from the 90s. I can't remember if he worked in Wendy's or White Castle's. But I've known him. And also, what I would like to say is it doesn't even matter the fact that I know him. It's the fact that he wasn't even saying nothing.
Shit. He never said shit.
But however, bow. Mulatto, when I say she bodied that shit, kind of made my pussy drip. Seriously. I was like, oh, talk your shit. Because it's bars. It wasn't like, talk that shit. Yeah.
Oh my
no
god.
No shade. Speaking of which, that Trey's dropping a new single called Fiji.
Never.
Nah, let me stop. Never. But the announcement is that I will be having a co-host on Talk with Torch. Trey Valor will be the co-host here on Talk with Torch. And we're just going to be talking about mad stuff because I just feel like at this point, us together in reality, on camera, on potting.
Off potting, off camera.
That's what I said. I said that first.
Oh, you said reality.
I said in reality, yeah, but same difference.
Yeah.
We just have a great chemistry and we just ping pong off each other really greatly. And I just think that he would be a great attribute to my podcast. So he will be co-hosting here.
Bow!
So, yes. So this was Talk with Torch. Later.
Deuces.